Up on those slopes, a ragged and uneven figure, keeping desperate pace with the Japanese soldier, tracking him like a wolf through frozen streams and snowdrifts. It is less than 2 hours. 2 hours since I caught up with him. We were in a small grove near the mausoleum gates. He was standing with his back to me next to a tree, the melting snow in the branches dripping down onto his shoulders. His head was bent forward a little to peer into the forest ahead, because the mountain slopes are still a dangerous place to be. The cine camera dangled at his side. I had been following him for so long that I was bruised and limping, my lungs stinging in the cold air. I came forward slowly. I can't now imagine how I was able to remain so controlled, because I was trembling from head to toe. When he heard me, he whirled round, falling instinctively to a crouch. But I am not much of a man, not strong, and a full head shorter than he was, and when he saw it was me, he relaxed a little. He straightened slowly, watching me come a few steps nearer, until we were only feet apart, and he could see the tears on my face. "It will mean nothing to